We are joined by Evan Klosky of 10 Tampa Bay as we preview the Panthers game this weekend while the Bucs continue to fight for the number two seed. Oh, and by the way, Antonio Brown officially gone. Let's get to it.
You are Locked On Buccaneers, your daily Tampa Bay Buccaneers podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
What's up and welcome to the Locked On Bucs podcast. I am James Yarko, joined as always by David Harrison, also joined by Evan Klosky. You can check out everything David and I are doing over at BucsNation.com. Make sure you follow along on Twitter at Locked On Bucs, at Jarko underscore Bucs, at DHarrison82, at eKlosky, WTSP, and at Bucs underscore Nation.
Yeah, thanks again, Bucs Nation, for making this show your first listener, your first view every single day. And it's going to be a new journey here, the three of us on the show for the first time. But that's how we make up missed episodes for some of our listeners. And we've got huge news to talk about because the Antonio Brown saga, as much as everybody is kind of, I think, fatigued a little bit of how it was being drawn out, coming to at least a little bit of finality. There's probably still more to come, though, with the story, but at least a little bit of closure here on Thursday as the Tampa Bay Buccaneers officially released the veteran wide receiver. So he now will go through the waiver process. So it's not as simple as some, more specifically, Cowboys fans would like it to be, where they just go out and sign AB. If a team claims him ahead of the Cowboys, then obviously that will be a situation where the Cowboys just claim him themselves. But, of course, on Thursday, Evan and James, more coming out from AB himself, and there's been more sense. But specifically, we kind of wanted to point this one out. An Instagram post, basically another screenshot of another text message from AB between him and Alex Guerrero, a longtime training partner and I think co-founder, right, of TB12, if I'm correct there. And I'll let you guys there read it yourselves on YouTube. For those of you who haven't, who are listening in the audio version, head over to Twitter. There's just too much to read just verbatim. But basically, the crib notes, guys, it's basically a text message between Alex Guerrero and AB, dissolving their relationship, their partnership. AB talking about how he's paid Alex Guerrero $100,000, wants some of that money back. Alex Guerrero agreeing to give some of that money back. But in the caption, AB essentially calling out AG, Tom Brady's guy, for quote unquote screwing him over, I guess is how I'll word that. But Evan, we were talking before we hit record, and this kind of struck a different chord for you that I found very interesting. And like you mentioned, really not a lot of people are talking about.
Yeah. So here's the thing when it comes to Antonio Brown, right? You know, if you understand, you know, his background and where he's kind of been, you know, trust and loyalty is just something that's paramount for him. And if there's one thing we know about Antonio Brown, he loves Tom Brady, that Brady has that trust with him. You know, Brady is somebody that stuck his neck out for him with the Patriots. He did it again with the Buccaneers. But obviously, via this text message that Antonio Brown so graciously shows us, it seems like Alex Guerrero was severing ties with Antonio Brown. Now, if you remember from the whole misrepresenting his vaccination status article, Alex Guerrero is reportedly the one who took the picture of his vaccine card to then share with the Buccaneers team. At no point, you know, do we have any evidence that Alex Guerrero knew it was a fake. So he might have just been at the wrong place, wrong time, wrong responsibility. But at that point, you start wondering if maybe Alex Guerrero saw that, saw his name pop up and said, you know what? Yeah. This is too much. This is I want no part of this, and I'm gonna dodge this bullet. I'm gonna get out of here. And from that point, Alex Guerrero is automatically linked to Tom Brady, right? So if Tom Brady's not sticking his neck out for Antonio Brown, saying, "Yo, AG, like just hook him up, do what you got to do, get him right," and as we know per that article again, Antonio Brown won the TB12 method to AT, right? That was the whole thing that the chef told us about. The fact is, Alex Guerrero pushing away and backing away from AB, I think probably created distrust and a lonely sense of feeling for him in a locker room that I don't know if he had many true supporters, somebody that he felt was his guy in that locker room. I think always Brady was his guy and still probably is. I think he's got tons of love for Brady. But I think at that moment, it turned into, hey, I'm going to look out for me. And whether that's with the ankle, whether that's, you know, getting enough targets to reach incentives, whatever you want to hypothesize, I believe that might've been the starting point or the tipping point into this overall outburst that was about to happen. Of course, that text was sent before the Carolina Panthers game. Right. And then, you know, he goes out 15 targets, 10 receptions. And, you know, it's one of those things that the team could not have really done anything about this. But the worst thing that probably happened was Chris Godwin and Mike Evans getting injured, because I think Antonio Brown was able to relive those days as being a wide receiver one, being the guy, being responsible, feeling like the offense was on his shoulders. And at that point, the minute that he had a game like that, and the minute he kind of sensed that he was the it guy again, he turns reportedly to Jason Light, according to Adam Schefter, and wants his money guaranteed. So it just, when you connect the dots, that's just sort of how I'm reading the tea leaves.
Yeah, Ian Rappaport said something similar on the Pat McAfee show that he heard last Wednesday, that there was starting to be some issues because Antonio Brown wanted the incentives guaranteed. Jason Light told him, no, that's not how they do things. Then all of a sudden, Antonio Brown misses practice Thursday, misses practice Friday, has the alleged blow up at halftime, has to be calmed down, refuses to go into the game, yada, 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 yada. I find it humorous and ironic that Antonio Brown is whining about not getting his money back when there is a laundry list of people that he has not paid. So I don't know. Maybe I'm the only one that finds that slightly humorous, but I did have to enjoy the irony of the situation.
Yeah, it's an unfortunate situation all around, obviously. And you know, listen, there are people who are 100%, you know, supporting what the franchise is saying and believing a hook, line, sinker, what they're saying. There's the other side of this that's believing hook, line, sinker, what AB is saying. And then there are people like me who always believe the truth is probably somewhere in the middle. But Evan, I think what you had to say, I think it makes a lot of sense. And when you look at, again, the history of AB and kind of the psyche that he shows people and a little bit of the fragility of him feeling like he's appreciated and has loyalty returned to him, whether it be from an organizational standpoint or an individual standpoint, I think it really makes a lot of sense. And honestly, it turns out basically it was just kind of an avalanche that's been falling since the beginning of December that just waited until shortly after New Year to make landfall. And whatever it is, Antonio Brown, no longer a member of the Buccaneers, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, one more regular season game away from embarking on their next playoff trip, trying to return to the top of the mountain and hoist the Lombardi Trophy, this time in Los Angeles or maybe Dallas, Texas. I don't know. We'll see. But what we do know is we have plenty of listeners who are looking forward to what the Buccaneers have to do. Some of them call us and tell us how much they hate us or love us. Let's hear from Emmett in Massachusetts that hopefully is appreciative of.
This is Emmett. I live in Massachusetts on the Cape, and I just want to tell you all, I follow y'all every day. I'm probably one of your biggest listeners. I do really like Antonio Brown, how he's been for the team. I know he lost a tantrum. I just wish that people wouldn't go out on him, because he is a really great player, but he does have mental issues. And so we all love him and we love the Bucs. Tom Brady is phenomenal. I hope you get this message. Love to hear what you all think. Go Bucs.
It's the new year, so that means New Year's resolutions. And if yours is about getting fit or eating healthier, make sure you include Built Bar in your plan. Built Bar is the protein bar that tastes like a candy bar, maybe even better. Unlike other protein bars, they can be chalky, waxy, taste like a chemical spill. You don't want that. You want to eat healthy, but sometimes it just gets boring. Built Bars are covered in 100% real chocolate, and most contain 130 calories, 4 grams of sugar, 4 grams of net carbs, and 17 grams of protein. Compare that to a candy bar, which usually has around 240 calories, 30 grams of sugar, and dozens of net carbs. Go to built.com and use promo code LOCKED15 for 15% off your order. Again, promo code LOCKED15 for 15% off at built.com.
Bucks fans, you guys have been listening to the show for a while or watching the show for a while. You already know about the app GetUpside. For those of you who are new, welcome, first of all, but you need to know about this app because our listeners are making up to 25 cents back in cash back off of every gallon of gas every time they fill up just by downloading the free GetUpside app in the App Store or Google Play. You can do that right now. Use a promo code Touchdown when you do, and you'll get a bonus 25 cents per gallon on your first fill up. That's up to 50 cents cash back on that first tank of gas. Don't pay full price at the pump anymore. Get cash back using GetUpside. Just download the app for free, use a promo code Touchdown, and get up to 50 cents per gallon back cash back on that first tank of gas. Some people who drive a lot, like my buddy James over there, are making as much as $200 to $300 a month in cash back, and there's no catch. The cash gets added right back to your account, and then whenever you choose, you transfer it to your bank account, PayPal, or you get yourself an e-gift card for Amazon or other brands. Again, just download that free GetUpside app and use the promo code Touchdown to get up to 50 cents per gallon cash back on your first tank. That's promo code Touchdown on the free GetUpside app. Segment two here at the Locked On Bucks podcast, wrapping up the week. David Harrison, James Jarko, Evan Klosky of 10 Tampa Bay. It's a party over here, and a party wouldn't be complete without more members of Bucks Nation. So if we're here for segment two, we're going to field some more voicemails. We're not going to get to them all, guys. It's just impossible. But we've got some interesting ones. And Evan, I'm very interested to hear what some of your responses to these voicemails are going to be. So let's kick it off with this first one, asking about a potential Antonio Brown replacement.
Hey, what's going on, guys? It's Adam from Atlanta. Man, I've just been kind of thinking about it. And I know it sounds crazy, right? And I know, like, freaking AB lost his mind. But why not replace him with a 48-year-old Terrell Owens? I was just watching a YouTube video of this dude keeping up with Tyreek Hill, and the dude looks like a centaur. Like, he still looks like he's, like, 26 years old. And I'm not saying, like, it could work, you know, like, it's going to work out and he's going to, like, lead us to the Super Bowl or anything. All I'm saying is, bring the dude in for a tryout. But, I mean, he could potentially be a huge steal, you know, for us going forward in the playoffs that nobody would be expecting. And if he can play even 75% of the way that he used to, I mean, that could be huge. I'm just saying, I know I might sound dumb here, but, hey, let's get it. Bucks Super Bowl, baby. Go Bucks.
All right, we appreciate the call. Evan, now, listen, you guys can't see the reactions because we throw up the graphics and everything, but Evan reacted immediately to this idea. So, Evan, I'm going to let you take the floor here.
I know that Terrell Owens wants to come back. Let me tell you this, all right? I can't tell you how many former players are watching games on their couch on Sunday and say, you know, I can roast that person. I can do this. I can do that. And to be fair, I mean, Terrell Owens was highly productive his entire career, even when his career ended there in 2010. I mean, he nearly hit 1,000 yards in like 14 games or 11 games started, whatever it was. Having said that, no, I just – the guy hasn't played in 11 years, man. 11 years. And you think that his body is ready for car wrecks? I understand what Terrell Owens is saying. Hey, you just need me for 3 games max, whatever it might be. But the fact of the matter is, to even think that he can jump into football shape, yeah, you know, there's regular shape and there's football shape. And do that repeatedly for 3 weeks on a Super Bowl run. What, you want this idea to happen? What happens when Terrell Owens fumbles the ball in a big moment? You bring him back. What are you going to say? What are you going to say? Oh, I guess we shouldn't have brought him back. That's going to look like egg on their face. It's just not worth it. It's just not worth it. You know, I asked Bruce Arians on Wednesday, hey, like, are you thinking about bringing in a receiver? And I said, no, we got plenty of receiving options. We feel like all the help we need is right here. So, I understand it. Terrell Owens, Hall of Fame guy. He's still ripped, you know, but it's a farce to think that he can come in and help do what he used to do at the age of 48 without playing a game for 11 years.
James, what do you think?
I mean, I realized when we came out of the break, I was doing the TO signal and everything. But yeah, I mean, Evan's right. I would say at the absolute most, if you brought in Terrell Owens, you're using him in goal to go situations. That's it. He's not working sure. with the team, you know, up and down the field. He is a goal to go target kind of guy. Take pressure off Mike, take pressure off Gronk, take pressure off of Cyril, whoever it is. If they were going to replace Antonio Brown with a receiver, I still think Larry Fitzgerald would have been the option. You need to convert 3rd and 3, 3rd and 4. There's nobody with more surefire hands than Larry Legend. But yeah, Terrell Owens isn't going to come. As much fun as that would be to see the number 81 Owens jerseys for sale at Ray J for the first playoff game. Yeah, it won't happen.
Yeah, it would be amazing. But you remember what Gronk went through coming back, and he'd only been out of the game for a year. And I think part of Gronk probably always felt like he might have returned to the NFL, and Terrell Owens been out of the game a lot longer. Still a fun question, a great question. I think it had to be asked, so I'm glad that it was asked. But we've got another kind of look ahead, right? We've got one more Bucks fan that is going to look into the playoffs. Look, we're out here, Evan. We're not in the locker room. We're not in the meeting rooms. We can do that. We can look ahead to mid-January, even though we're still in early January, and JT is doing that for us right now.
Hi, guys. JT from Texas. So I was looking ahead, looking into the playoffs, how the seeding was looking. Most likely we're going to be playing the Eagles either way. What are y'all thoughts on who we be playing? Kind of look ahead a little bit to the playoffs. Look at some of the matchups. Y'all think? Give us a little bit of talking points on that. Go Bucks.
All right, James, I know you did a breakdown for BucksNation.com on the playoff scenario opportunities. So I'm going to let you talk on that real quick. Who are the potential, the realistic potential opponents that the Buccaneers are going to host in the first round of the playoffs? And then Evan, out of those options, which one do you want if you get to choose the opponent for the Bucs?
Here's the situation for the Buccaneers. Okay, there are 32 possible outcomes as to, you know, what the seedings would be based on all these different combinations of wins. The Saints are not a potential matchup at all. It's not possible, because in order for the Saints to get in, the Rams have to win. If the Rams win, the Bucs are the 3, the Saints are the 7. They would not meet up in wild card weekend. Out of the 32 scenarios, 20 of them have the Bucs facing the Philadelphia Eagles, 10 of them have them facing the San Francisco 49ers, and 2 of them have them facing the Arizona Cardinals. A whole lot of things have to happen in order for the Bucs to face the Arizona Cardinals, starting with a Buccaneers loss, which I think is unlikely. But yeah, it does look like there's going to be a rematch from a regular season game earlier in the year between the Bucs and the Eagles in round one.
You know, at least for me, I actually don't think the Niners are a bad matchup for the Buccaneers. Offensively, the Niners are a ground and pound sort of team. If there's one thing we know that the Buccaneers can stop, it's the run. So that means that Jimmy Garoppolo has, or Trey Lance, whoever, has to go in there and beat the Bucs. Now, if Trey Lance is the guy, you would think that Shanahan would maybe run him more, which is my fear with Jalen Hurts. Obviously, it would be a rematch of a game that we saw on the road there in Philadelphia, where the Bucs dominated the first half and then kind of let the Eagles creep back into it. As James knows, the infamous, I want to go against them, but I'm not going to game. But yeah, I mean, the only problem is while I think the Niners are a better first-round matchup, obviously you want the Eagles, because if you get the Eagles, you're most likely the 2. And if you're the 2, you have 2 home games at Ray J lined up for you. Not to mention, if you get the 2, that also means the Rams are probably sliding to the 5th spot. The Cardinals are sliding to the 3rd. Give me a piece of Arizona in the playoffs, because that is a young team, inexperienced, that really doesn't understand the playoffs yet. And the Bucs were that team last year, but they had a guy named Tom Brady who surely understood things. So that's a big difference. I think that would be my path. Eagles, Cardinals, Packers. So that would be, I think if you can map it out, that's the way that I would want it.
Yeah. And honestly, I mean, with the Arizona Cardinals, I mean, a head coach who really hasn't coached on the biggest stages in the world during his coaching career and the bigger stages he has coached on, at least in the NFL, with some key win matchups for his franchise, he hasn't fared all that well. And then, of course, you know, Jimmy Garoppolo, future Saints quarterback for 2022, would be an interesting matchup for the Tampa Bay.
I will say Shanahan, I'm sure, wants a piece of Brady in the playoffs again, since we all know who the offensive coordinator was for that infamous 28-3 game. So
yeah, good luck without DeAndre Hopkins getting that win.
Yeah. I was going to say, let the Niners face the Bucs and jump out to a 28-3 win. They might just throw in the towel right then and just walk off the field. But no matter what's going to happen in the postseason, no matter what's going to happen with quarterback futures, a lot coming up in the offseason, throughout the playoffs, whatever it is, BetOnline has you covered as always. And that's where James and I, of course, will always be doing our betting, because it's the number one spot for us. It should be the number one spot for you all sports season long. Head to the new updated desktop or mobile website, sign up today, and get a 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit just by using the promo code Locked On. Again, that promo code Locked On will get you a 50% bonus on your initial deposit at betonline.ag. Whether you're looking for basketball action, football, hockey, boxing, UFC, or you just want to play some of your favorite Vegas casino games, whatever it is, don't wait. Take advantage of everything that BetOnline has going on for you all year long. BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your favorite sports. BetOnline, where the game starts.
Wrapping things up here on a Friday edition of the Locked On Bucks podcast, James Yarko, David Harrison, Evan Klosky. We're going to give our players of the game, our bold predictions, and our score predictions. Evan, we're going to start with you. Who is your predictive player of the game?
My player of the game, I'm going to go with Mike Evans. I know the hammy is something that we should be concerned about. They're probably not going to want to run him so much. But something about me just says that after this whole week, Mike Evans is going to be like, I got this, guys. Like, you know what? Like, I just want to remember that we don't need him, and I'm going to step up. So, he's going to hit 1,000 yards, which, you know, I guess is going to have an asterisk next to it because it's going to happen in the 17th game. But regardless, he'll hit 1,000 yards. I think he's going to have a couple of tutties, and I think that Brady's going to lean on him, even though the Panthers obviously are going to try to bracket him out there. It spells a game that Evan says, yo, remember, I'm here. I got you.
Yeah, just remember that Evans missed a game, so he still got it within the 16. So, no.
Well, yes and no. I mean, if he would have missed a game, another argument for another day. Yep. We'll tap on this another time.
No asterisk. final answer. Evan, okay. What is your bold prediction for this one?
My bold prediction is once again the Buccaneers defense will not give up a touchdown. I think, you know, they'll bend, not break. So, they didn't do it the first time around against the Panthers. Their offense is bad. Let's just be nice about it. So I think that this will be a get-right spot for the defense that performed, let's be honest, terribly against the Jets.
And finally, before you have to get out of here, what is your score prediction?
It's going to be kind of a sloggy sort of game. I'm gonna go with 23-9. It's just going to be weird, slow paced.
It's a weird score.
Yeah, it's very. Weird things are going to happen. It's just going to be clunky. I just imagine this game is going to be real clunky, and you know, remember the Buccaneers don't really have a full arsenal to work with either. I'm very interested to see how they perform on offense, considering all the changes that they're going to have to make. And I think that this is an important game for the Buccaneers, even though, you know, you want to get to the postseason and not really risk anything. But, you know, this is the last kind of tune-up game before they hit the postseason. And now with the offense completely eliminating some of its plays, I would imagine that they have lined up for Antonio Brown. They now need to sort of, I don't want to say reinvent, but maybe dust off some plays that they put to the back burner when AB's involved versus when he's not involved.
All right. Well, Evan, the game is on CBS.
That's right.
Maybe there's a little something that all of our listeners should be watching ahead of said game. What would that be?
Yeah, that's right. So game on 10 Tampa Bay at 425. And then if you're in the Tampa Bay area, of course. But then also, you know, 1130, just like every Sunday, got our last regular season show of the Blitz with Super Bowl legend Simeon Rice. And we're going to be asking Sim about the Antonio Brown situation. Very opinionated. I know he's got a lot of thoughts on it, so you do not want to miss it. Remember, 1130 right here on 10 Tampa Bay.
All right. He is Evan Klosky of 10 Tampa Bay on Twitter, at E Klosky WTSP. Evan, thank you so much for your time. Know you got to run. Appreciate having you on, and hopefully we can get Tuesday recordings figured out sooner.
Tuesdays are cursed, right? Man, right. Tuesdays are a curse, but thank you guys so much. It's been a heck of a season with the guys. I really appreciate you having me on weekly, and you know, we still got a little bit fun to go here in the postseason, so we ain't done yet.
Four more games, you know.
That's right. Yeah. See you in LA.
That's right.
All right. Bye, guys.
Once again, Evan Klosky of 10 Tampa Bay at E Klosky WTSP on Twitter. And David, while you were doing, I didn't want to chew up time while we had Evan on. Because he was pressed, he had to get somewhere. But it dawned on me during the Bet Online read, you guys were talking about Kyle Shanahan, and I made a reference to DeAndre Hopkins, and that made no sense at all.
I just rolled with it. To be honest, I was like, I don't know what DeAndre Hopkins has to do with the 49ers, but I just rolled with it. Is it cool?
I was so stuck because Evan had just finished talking about the Cardinals matchup. So in my brain, all I'm thinking about is the Cardinals, and you guys take a left turn and all of a sudden you're talking about 49ers. I come out of my headspace still thinking Cardinals. Yeah. And yeah,
you're like my daughter. We're playing GTA online. She's following me. I turn, she goes straight. It is what it is. Eventually, James, we meet back up, we rob the bank, and we make money. That's all this is about. So
exactly. I just didn't want people attacking me on Twitter to be like, what? Why are you talking about DeAndre Hopkins? When I have enough people telling me to do inappropriate things because they are supporting Antonio Brown on Twitter. I don't need our wonderful listeners making fun of me either. I realize my mistake. So, all right. Well, David, let's get into our predictions now. We got all Evans. He's predicting Mike Evans, player of the game. No touchdowns given up by the defense as his bold, a score of 23-9. David, who is your predictive player of the game?
My player of the game is Blaine Gabbert, because the sooner we see Blaine Gabbert on the field, the better. And I want to see Blaine Gabbert as quickly as possible. Here's what I want to happen. I want first possession of the game, a 60-yard post or sluggo, I think is what I said earlier in the week, right? A 60-yard sluggo from Tom Brady to Mike Evans. Get Mike off the field, score a touchdown, a pick six, score another touchdown, and then maybe another, I don't know, a fumble return for a touchdown. Get three quick touchdowns, one offensive drive, get off the field, get Blaine Gabbert on the field so we can look forward to playoff football. Blaine Gabbert is my player of the game.
All right, my predicted player of the game. David, you get to choose. Give me a number 1, 2, or 3.
Three.
Three. My predicted player of the game is Sean Murphy Bunting. Okay. I wanted to take one of the corners.
One of those pick sixes.
Exactly. Sean Murphy Bunting looks good in practice this week after being held out with an injury against the New York Jets. He is going to bounce back and he is going to help trigger some of the, grave digger, mantra, moxie, swag, whatever you want to call it, that helped propel the Bucs through the playoffs last year. That's going to get started this week. Sean Murphy Bunting, 2 takeaways, 1 touchdown. With that, I'm going to move into the bold prediction, and my bold prediction is going to be maybe no Ronald Jones. Give me Le'Veon Bell to have not one but 2 touchdowns in the contest. So we're going to have Lev Bell with 2 touchdowns, and we're going to have Sean Murphy Bunting with a defensive touchdown. Lev Bell looked all right against the New York Jets. He was a little bit more involved. It was his pass catching, not so much his running, though he did run in the 2-point conversion, but it was his pass catching that was making plays. I expect to see more of that, especially if there's no Ronald Jones. Probably going to have a 50-50 split with Keyshawn Vaughn rather than one getting a substantial amount of carries more than the other. So, yeah, I think this will be a solid game for Le'Veon Bell.
Yeah, I mean, I can see that, because especially if you're the Buccaneers and you're looking like you might need to lean on Lev Bell a little bit in the postseason, you know, get him out there, knock the rust off, get some hits in on him, and get those things going. So I like it. My bold prediction is actually going to be a repeat from last week, because I feel like I was just a week early. I was a week early on my O.J. Howard 2 touchdowns. I think this is the perfect game for O.J. Howard to come get 2 touchdowns. It's a meaningless game in a lot of ways, but an important game in a lot of other ways. Again, that 2 seed is still important if they can get it. And you expect to see the backups come in at some point in time. So O.J. Howard should get elevated a little bit in that. And honestly, you never know in the National Football League. If you're the Buccaneers, you got to be looking across your depth chart and saying, look, we want to make sure we can get some of these guys going if we need to. So what better way to start getting O.J. Howard's receiving motor revved up a little bit than in the final week of the regular season?
Absolutely. All right, David, score predictions. What do you got?
Yeah, I'm going a little bit higher on the Panthers. I'm going a little bit higher on the Bucs as well. Well, a lot higher on the Bucs. The Buccaneers favored by 8.5 points in this game. I think they cover, and they cover pretty easily, 31-10 Tampa Bay.
All right. I am going a little bit lower on both. I'm lower than both of you on the Panthers, and I'm right in the middle of you and Evan for the Bucs. Give me the Bucs 27-7. And of course, in my predictions, I already have all 3 touchdowns accounted for. Sean Murphy Bunting, Le'Veon Bell, 3 touchdowns. Ryan Suck up a couple of field goals, and Partridge in a Pear Tree, right?
Yeah, and Sam Darnold a couple interceptions.
Yes, maybe a strip sack by Ndamukong Suh
from Shaq Barrett, like not even in pads, just from the sideline. Just Shaq just reaches out,
or Shaq just looks at him, and Sam Darnold is scared. Watches the game, and drops the ball.
Shaq sends a tweet mid game, and Cam Newton fumbles.
All right. Well, David, we are going to get out of here. Thank you to all of you that called in. We know this has been kind of a weird week for Bucs coverage. I'm having internet issues, so we miss an episode and it just turns into a whole lot of madness. Thank you to all of you that called. Our apologies to those that we couldn't get to, but please continue to call in. Here we go, guys. last game before the playoffs. And real quick, a shout out that I meant to do earlier in the week, and it just slipped my mind with all of the nonsense surrounding Antonio Brown. Shout out to T.A. Ortiz, the winner of the Locked On Bucks podcast fantasy football league. Looking forward to doing it again next year. You will have an automatic entry as the defending champion to come in and defend your title. It's going to be a couple of tweaks though, David. Going to be a couple of tweaks to the league heading into next year. I was made aware of a loophole that I did not know about that people were using. And hey, it was in there. Use it to the best of your ability. And it worked out for a lot. My son did not expose the loophole. And
the competition committee will get together during the offseason and some new parameters will be put in place.
So, but yeah, wanted to give him a shout out. Well-earned. It was a fun league. You guys had a lot of fun in the group chat. And, you know, it was fun interacting with all of you. And my son probably won't run the team next year, even though he was just bit by the injury and COVID bug. He had a really good draft. I've had numerous people tell me that, but not as fine as showing. He didn't pay attention to the waiver wire. You're not going to win fantasy.
That's where you win. That's
yeah. Got to pay attention to the waiver wire. So big shout out to our Locked On Bucks podcast, fantasy football champion. But please, all of you, continue to call in by dialing 813-444-5841. And thank you for making Locked On Bucks your first listen or first watch every day, free and available on all platforms. But now make your second listen, the Locked On Bets podcast, your daily one-stop shop for all your gambling needs. Locked On Bets, hosted by your boy Q, with expert analysis and insight from Lee Sterling. Check out everything David and I are doing over at BucksNation.com. Follow along on Twitter at LockedOnBucks, at JYarko_Bucks, at DHarrison82, at EKloskyWTSP, and at Bucks_Nation. Hope you all have an absolutely outstanding weekend. Stay safe, stay healthy, wash your hands, be good to one another. Thank you so much for joining us right here at Locked On Bucks.